Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Michael Saltzman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Michael's back. He's a research director for Employment Policies Institute. And he's here to talk to us about this debate that's continuing to rage about minimum wage. That even rhymes, doesn't it, Michael?
It does.
The debate is raging over minimum wage. I didn't even know I was a poet, and I did one there. Hey, Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back here.
Okay, so the president, President Obama, as everyone should know by now, is a true believer in minimum wage increases. As a progressive, as a liberal Democrat, that's an article of faith in that political philosophy. And we all know that. That's understood. I mean, that's no, there's no controversy, no breaking news there. But what is a little bit of breaking news, in my opinion, Michael, is that when the president wasn't able to get the national minimum wage, the federal minimum wage increased, he decided to go around the process, the legislative process, which has been always been the method to raise it or not over the last, since the 1930s. He decided to go around that by executive order. And in my opinion, maybe he had the authority to do this, but I'm not so sure. He did raise minimum wage within the federal contracting environment. Michael, what, tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So I would call it a suspect theory that that the increase in the minimum wage is a way to improve the efficiency of the contracting process. So on that theory, the White House thought that they could issue an executive order to increase the minimum wage to make for a more efficient process. But they run into some issues. You know, the executive order was signed, and now the Labor Department was trying to turn it into a rule, which was just published in the Federal Register this week. And you've seen folks, I mean, for instance, small restaurants and businesses on Army bases that are constrained by law in terms of how much they can raise their prices are kind of looking at this thing and saying, how in the world am I going to adapt to this? I can't raise my prices.
So let's talk about the pervasiveness of this ruling. This doesn't apply to Main Street, but if you're a contractor to any that dotted line effect is pretty wide, I think, in terms of how you have to comply. If you get any revenue as a result of a contract from a federal government, you got to pay this higher wage, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what's a little different this time around, too, is that the executive order was written to apply to concessionaires. And so in the past, you know, a federal contractor might have been someone who was actually receiving money directly from the federal government. A concessionaire, someone who's, you know, let's say a restaurant in a federal building, they're not actually getting money from the government. They're getting money from their customers.
So
now it applies to them.
If you're in a military base and the PX has got quite a few fast food places in the PX.
That's right. So if you're a McDonald's or a Burger King there, previously really what you were doing is you were just paying a portion of your revenue back to the military, which they were using for sort of their morale and welfare programs. Now all of a sudden you are considered a federal contractor under this new rule.
Even though you have a lease contract, maybe you have a real estate contract, a leasing contract to put your business in, to put your restaurant in that PX, let's say, but your revenue is coming from the individual customers at the PX.
That's exactly right.
But those people are now required to pay the new Obama imposed minimum wage.
Yeah, $10.10 an hour. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's an additional, and I believe it's $3 and change health fee.
So time out. $3 per what? Per hour.
It It involves, yeah, that's right. So it's
on top of the cover, on top of the increase in pay raise. There's a $3 plus per hour healthcare attack onto that.
Yeah, so the healthcare fee started, I believe it was last year or the year before, and the guys were already kind of jazzed up about that because it was already a new hardship.
So overnight, these concessionaires' costs go up by this really high percentage, a big number, but yet they weren't able to raise their prices. Overnight, by government fiat, their costs go up, but their prices don't, and so that comes off their bottom line, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, because they have a very difficult time adapting to it, and that's why, in fact, one of the assistant secretaries of the Navy actually wrote a letter to the Labor Department warning him that up to 390 businesses could close if this happens.
Close up. Yeah, that's the reality, folks. When the president talks about raising minimum wage to grow the economy, what Michael just explained is what the reality is. It doesn't grow the economy, it diminishes the economy. 22. We're going to talk some more about this with Michael Salzman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.